Just making sure you hadn't fallen asleep under there. Your TARDIS is... Well, I'm used to broken and temperamental's a given. That's what TARDISes do best, but this one...
What's wrong with it?
You're the one that spent the last hour trying to fix it. You tell me. Sounds awful. On its last legs. Hanging by a thread.
In cosmic terms, aren't we all? No need to be rude to her.
I wasn't being rude, just concerned.
She'll get us there.
Where?
Wherever you like. You choose. There you go. Pick a planet. As long as it's close.
Close?
Ish. She is a bit tired.
How close?
I'll narrow it down. Here you go. She can make it to any of the planets on screen.
Any of them?
Any of them.
Any of those three?
Universe is your oyster, though she may limp a bit getting to Corrigan.
Planet X.
No.
You said it was my choice. It sounds mysterious, adventurous, dangerous.
Dull. A planet so dull they named it by putting a cross on the form.
Planet X, please.
You'll die of boredom, literally. Miserable place.
Planet X.
Corrigan it is. Now you can make it, old girl. Think strong thoughts.
My choice. You promised. Planet X.
Fine. The planetary equivalent of cabbage. Of course we should visit. It was the only planet not affected by the war, and you know why neither side could be bothered with it. Oh, I know, old thing. I don't want to go either, but let's not embarrass ourselves. Put your back into it. Enjoy that moment of uncertainty? Hope so. It's the closest you'll get to excitement all day.
No, I know. I was only a few percent short, so maybe... Well, it has to be worth a try. Oh, she's here. Call me when you're finished. Prime Minister 470?
Yes, can I help you?
I just got the exam results.
And you're sat out here?
I was a few percent below the pass grade.
Ah.
But I wondered...
No recounts, no adjustments. I'm sorry, girl...
Girl, 23,454,113.
Think gently, positive thoughts. There's always next time.
Yes, I suppose so.
Now, if you'll excuse me.
Of course. Sorry to have asked.
Not too sorry, I hope.
No, just mildly sorry.
That's what I like to hear. Good morning, citizens. The examination results have been collated and processed. You are the best, the cream of the crop. You are the citizens most likely to bring change to our society, to adapt and innovate, to sparkle. And we can't have that.
Our society is one built on careful principles. The manacles are for your own safety. Please don't struggle. The gas is fast acting. Your imminent brain death will be quite painless. You see? Your response is not the sort of thing we encourage. Such extremes of emotion are not constructive. We do not want people rocking the boat, forcing their ideas down our throats. That is not the way towards a worthwhile society. Slow and steady wins the race. No showboating, no theatrics, no show-offs. Average and mediocre. That's the way we do things on Planet X.
Thank you for your understanding.
That's it, old thing. Well done. You have a good rest while we take a look at anything worth seeing. Thoroughly recharged? Good, good. Off we go again.
Oh, shush. We're having a look around. It won't kill you.
Are you sure? Look at the place. Every building's a grey cube. Every street a straight line.
It is rather regular.
Regular? It's the architectural version of a Mogadon. I hate it.
I gathered.
And look at the people. Grey uniforms, faces like porridge made with water, slouching around waiting to die. I don't blame them. The only reason it's worth learning to walk on this planet is so you can find a tall building to jump off.
Enough now, I get the point.
And that will be doing the place a favour.
Fine, I get it. You don't like Planet X.
Not much.
But we're looking around anyway, because even boring can be interesting.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Culturally speaking, what made them adopt such a generic lifestyle?
They're a human colony. Well, there were once.
And that explains it.
Have you ever really talked to a human?
I am a human.
Yes, but you're one of the better ones. As a species, they do gravitate towards the dull.
Hardly.
Spend 5 minutes in an office with some. They discuss their eating habits, the TV they like to watch. Humanity is rarely more than a listless snore away from pure tedium.
This from a man who has days of the week embroidered into his socks.
Time travel and laundry are a minefield. Only a fool enters either without basic organisational skills.
Oh, they're playing our tune.
Listen to it. They can't even panic in an exciting fashion.
Oh, soldiers. Brilliant. Love a soldier.
I believe it's a uniform.
I was being sarcastic. Mostly.
Lots of guns. That's more exciting than I expected.
Flying drone thing. Bet you love a flying drone thing.
It's the transistors. And I was being sarcastic too. Mostly.
This is a taupe alert. Repeat, this is a taupe alert. Unregistered arrivals in processing plaza. Do not panic. Do not care. Do not look. The matter is in hand.
Hello, just visiting. There's honestly no need for all those guns.
You will address all communication to processing drone.
I'd much rather talk to a human. Hello, folks. As my friend says, we're just visitors.
The military units cannot hear you. Their sensory input is being limited for safety reasons. Please address all communication to the processing drone.
The sensory input is being limited?
For safety reasons. It would be irresponsible to expose them to unhealthy stimuli. State your name, vocation and intention.
Professor Bernice Summerfield, archaeologist. To look around a bit.
Archaeology is an acceptable vocation.
Damn right it is.
State your name, vocation and intention.
The Doctor, intergalactic adventurer, saviour of planets, king of the universe, etc., etc. I have a card if you'd like one.
Unacceptable element. Subject, the Doctor is far too exciting for public consumption. Immediate processing required.
No, hang on. Oh, let go of him. Wait a minute. Are you saying I'm boring? Archaeology is not boring.
Immediate processing required. Subject, the Doctor must be withdrawn from public view.
Don't worry, Summerfield. I'll be back out once I've filled out a few.
I am not boring. Archaeology is brilliant. It's the most fun any biped can have with a trowel.
What are you doing?
Oh, hello. Being cross, mainly.
Well, don't, stupid. If they catch you getting excited, the blank squad will erase you.
The blank squad?
Oh, God. They're probably already on their way. You've got me wound up now. Oh, calm down. That's it. Deep breaths. Nothing matters. It's all fine.
You're right.
You have to stay calm. Stay grey. If you get excited, well, you know.
I've only just arrived, actually, so assume I don't.
The blank squad. If you get excited, they...
They what?
Kill you.
Oh.
Ah, a nice sit down, yes. Much more civilized. We can talk this over. Oh, a nice sit down with handcuffs. Not so civilized.
The unacceptable element will wait calmly for processing.
Like hell he will.
The unacceptable element will wait calmly for processing.
I wish to speak to someone in charge, someone with an actual pulse.
Well, I do.
Who are you?
Prime Minister 470, governing official of Planet X.
Well, yes, I suppose you will do, admirably. I'm not used to that working quite so well.
I don't follow.
Well, usually the speak-to-someone-in-charge gambit's good for a passing official, you know, someone who can sign the odd requisition order, stamp the occasional chit. Prime Minister, that's a first.
I was passing by.
Ah, well, good of you to pop in. I don't suppose you'd consider foregoing the manacles.
No.
Worth a try. That drone speaks with your voice.
As do all the people of Planet X.
Really? How unusual. You must be terribly charming. This is all a terrible misunderstanding, you know.
Really?
Yes. I was just showing my new friend your lovely planet when all of a sudden we were surrounded by your soldiers and, well, you can guess the rest.
We are very cautious who we allow on Planet X. You appear to have circumnavigated our usual immigration controls.
Yes, I have a habit of doing that.
You did not land at the spaceport.
I don't like to make a fuss.
Call up visual record of illegal arrival.
Holographic projection, very swish. Not HD, though. Would you like me to have a fiddle with your settings?
That won't be necessary.
If you're sure, it's probably easily changed if you go to setup, then select picture.
Halt playback. Your craft is very small.
I hate ostentation.
And capable of appearing out of thin air.
Well, yes, I suppose that is slightly ostentatious. We're all built on contradictions, aren't we?
Interesting.
Isn't it?
We do not like interesting on Planet X.
Tell me something I don't know.
In fact, interesting can be a capital crime.
Oh? Why?
You may be aware there has until recently been a war.
Oh, that. Yes, I think I spotted that in past.
It was no concern of ours. And we insured as much. Interesting gets you noticed. Interesting puts you on the radar.
I suppose it does.
Our culture has never placed that much stock on interesting. It's an affectation, a way of seeming superior. During the war, we made it a point of global law. Not being interesting kept us hidden. Not being interesting kept us safe.
Yes, well, the war's over now.
But what about the next one? Or the one after that? No. We like our way of life. And we will not tolerate anyone trying to unsettle it.
I think we're all right. I don't think we've registered.
Registered?
There are random sweeps for emotional outbreaks. Increased adrenaline, heightened cortisone levels. They all register on the blank squad sensors.
So you stay calm? Okay, I get that. I mean, it's weird, but I get it. But why?
It's the law.
Well, yes, but there must be a reason. Someone somewhere decided that was the way things should be. It just seems, unhealthy.
It is the best way to be.
Says who?
The government. Prime Minister 470.
470?
That is her designation.
Funny name.
She took over from Prime Minister 469.
Of course she did. Hang on, what's your name?
Girl 23,454,113.
I can't call you that.
Why?
Well, I'd never remember it for a start. How about I call you Millie instead?
Millie?
Short for millions.
I'm not sure that's allowed.
I won't tell anyone if you don't. My name's Benny.
Benny?
Yes.
You don't have a number?
No, just Benny.
That's strange. I don't think I should talk to you.
Oh, why?
I think you're too interesting. I think you're trouble.
Has been known. Well, that drone thing didn't think I was too interesting, though, did it?
No.
Because I'm an archaeologist. Which is actually a really, really interesting thing to be.
You're getting emotional again.
Oh. Yes, sorry. Get over it, Summerfield. See? This is why I need you around. I don't know the rules.
Clearly not. Even your clothing is unacceptable.
What, jeans and a t-shirt?
The colour.
Oh. As in they have some?
Too bright. Beige or grey are acceptable.
The last time I was told my wardrobe was unacceptable, I was probably 17 and not wearing most of it. How nice to be rebellious again.
It's not a capital offence, but it might get you a warning.
Perhaps I should go back and change.
Go back to where?
The TARDIS. It's our ship.
At the spaceport?
No, we were parked outside that big building.
That strange blue box?
Yes.
They took that away.
What?
While we were talking, it was against street furniture protocols. Too bright, too complex a design.
Oh, too interesting. Fine, I get it.
Please! You're getting agitated again.
Damn right I'm getting agitated. That's our only way out of here.
Please! Your register on the scans.
Where will they have taken it?
I don't know. I need to calm down. I need to... Oh, no! They're here! It's a blank squad patrol skimmer!
Oh, it's all right. You go. I'll keep them busy.
You don't understand. It's me. Panicking. I think they're here for me.
Well, in that case, what are we waiting for? Run!
Well, this is all very interesting, somewhat ironically, but how was I supposed to know? You could have put up some signs.
If you had arrived at the spaceport and gone through the correct channels, you would have been given all the information you needed. You could have read the documentation, filled out the forms.
I hate forms.
Yes, I'm sure you do. It's irrelevant. You are clearly an undesirable. You will be processed according to the law.
It hardly seems fair.
No exceptions. If you had arrived legally, you would simply have been refused entry. As you saw fit to enter illegally...
Quite by accident.
Then you must accept the full brunt of legal process.
Fine, same old, same old. Bring on the threats and the talk of public execution.
Vacate the area. I can assure you, it will be dealt with in as calm and ambivalent a manner as possible.
By you, maybe.
Engage processing measure 3. Yeah. Brain death comes quickly. Welcome to Planet X.
Now, which will kill me first, the gas or the music? Looking on the bright side, at least I'm not bored.
Guard 476. Once he's brain dead, have him sent to processing cell 52.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, I'm sorry to bother you. Two things. Firstly, as you can see, I seem to have broken my chair. Terribly clumsy. Secondly, I have a feeling my physiognomy isn't compatible with your gas. Do you have something else you'd like to try? I'm occasionally susceptible to gases in the Praxis range if you have any in stock.
If you will calmly surrender yourself into my custody.
Oh. Well, I tell you what, you look after my chair, and I'll go and rustle up some gas. Okay?
It's still following.
The more we run, the more our adrenaline spikes. They can't lose us.
So we need to go somewhere calm, lose ourselves. Any suggestions?
Yes, this way.
Hall of Records. Yes, that'll do. Yes, like any sensible, boring person, the escaped prisoner probably made straight for the exit. Best search for him there. Now, what have we got here? If there's one thing you should be able to bank on in the Kingdom of the Dull, it's organized filing.
Please state the nature of your inquiry.
Oh, hello, the Prime Minister speaking for the planet again. That woman has a real ego. Social history, recent legislation, display on screen. There's a puppet.
Displaying constitution, new calendar, year zero.
Move slowly. We don't want to draw attention.
Where are we?
The Garden of Apathy. It's where people come to feel calm.
Garden? But there aren't any plants.
Plants are chaotic. There's just the tree.
The plastic tree. Spray-painted white.
It's aesthetically acceptable.
Of course it is. It seems popular.
People come from all over the city to sit here and relax. There's an empty bench over there. Come on. Hopefully the blank squad won't have our specific biosignatures. We should blend in, become invisible.
You know a lot about how they operate.
A friend of mine. Boy, 21,367,549. He studied them. It was a hobby.
Where is he? Maybe he could help us.
He took the excellence exam this morning. So did I. Except he passed.
Good for him.
Sad for me. I probably won't see him much. Those who pass the exam move into the North Quarter, a different part of the city.
Oh.
He was supposed to call me. But I can't think about that, not now. Cleor might.
They're getting out.
They'll check the crowd. Stay calm.
Oh, God, they're like shrink down bodies. The way they move, slithering.
Close your eyes if it helps. If you're scared, they'll sense it.
How can they be breathing? Vacuum-packed meat on the prowl.
Shh! Please, be calm. Be empty. Be blank. Like them.
Oh, the smell. Medical. Formaldehyde rubber.
Don't think about it. Stay calm.
Please, I haven't done anything. I promise. I'm calm. Honestly, completely calm. Please, please don't... Stop breathing, please.
Oh, God. It's like a kissing, smothering.
Don't look. Keep your eyes closed. You can't help her, not now. Just a few more seconds. They're going. Keep it together just a little longer. Oh. Okay. Open your eyes. They've gone. But stay calm, otherwise you'll bring them back again.
Horrible. Just horrible. Is he dead? The man they attacked?
They drain you. Suck you dry. All that's left is a shell.
It's not right. I hate your planet. Someone has to do something.
It's for the best. Besides, who would want to fight them?
Me.
Computer, what is the current population of Planet X?
Current population is 10,259,482.
Not many, even for a planet this size.
Update. Current population is now 10,259,481.
Oh. Rest in peace, citizen 10,259,482.
Update. Current population is now 10,259,480.
The dropping light flies. Computer, What was the population of Planet X before year zero of the new calendar?
No record on file. No longer able to access data pre-year zero.
New Brume. All right. State population at the beginning of year zero.
Population 34,589,605.
What? Well, that's 20-odd million then. Computer, state current date?
It is the 19th of the 4th, year 5.
20 million in 5 years? Give it another few years and there'll be nobody left. Computer, state most common cause of death on Planet X.
Processing.
Get on with it then. Well?
Please state the nature of your inquiry.
I already did. Please state the most common cause of death on Planet X.
Processing.
Wait, you mean processing is the most common cause of death?
68% of death certificates show registered cause of death as processing.
No, no, that will not do. That won't do at all.
Cancel that alarm. It's loud and unhealthy. The doctor. So undesirable, so... There's not an acceptable word for you. That is how undesirable you are. Just describing you is a crime. Cancel sound. Run subtitles. I have heard quite enough of your loud, opinionated voice, Doctor. And where's your companion gone? Unregulated hair. Unregulated clothing. Look at her swagger. Look at her pose. Run surveillance footage at twice the normal speed. Archaeologist. Well, there is little to dig here, Bernice Summerfield. Savior of planets. Doctor. Hardly that. Destroyer of worlds, more like. Wait, pause footage. Who are you? Oh, I know you. I met you outside the examination hall. Girl 23,454,113. The corruption begins. Computer, prepare to record public broadcast.
I think you'd better go home. I'm not healthy company.
But what are you going to do?
Find the doctor, find the TARDIS, raise hell.
They took him for processing.
Yes.
Then, I'm sorry, he's probably already...
Dead? Yeah, I doubt it. The doctor's a hard man to kill, whatever face he's wearing.
He wears different faces, that's...
Interesting. Told you I was unhealthy company.
I don't know what to do.
Are you happy with your life?
Happiness is dangerous. Contentment is safe.
Fine. Are you content?
I'm slightly concerned. I thought boy 21,367,549 would have called me by now.
He was the one that took the exam?
The excellence exam, yes.
You're allowed excellence? That seems wrong.
It's a way of finding the brightest members of our society. I didn't pass. I suppose that's good. It's better not being special.
You liked him a lot, didn't you?
No! Of course not. That would be wrong. He was just... He was the person I didn't mind more than anyone else. I hope he's okay.
Attention, citizens. This is a security announcement.
Who's this?
Prime Minister 470. The public screens keep us informed of things we shouldn't do.
I bring unfortunate news of a pair of undesirables currently loose in the capital.
Oh, no, this isn't good. We need to move.
The first undesirable arrogantly claims an individual name. Bernice Summerfield. As you can see from this piece of security footage, she is wearing unauthorized clothing.
Oh! You need to hide! Quickly!
The second undesirable is girl 23,454,113. After a long history of potentially subversive behavior...
That's not true!
She has allied herself with the one known as Bernice Summerfield. Determined to challenge our peaceful way of life.
Just keep moving. Come on.
It is the duty of all citizens to report sightings of these undesirables to the processing hall. Together, we can keep Planet X an acceptable place to exist.
Hey, over there. I think that's it.
Run, quickly!
Computer, display list of undesirable citizens currently at large.
Only one entry on database. File type. Moderately concerned in locating. Citizen information displayed on screen.
Man, 15,236,327. Claims nickname of Ego. Sounds a bit full of himself. I like him already. Casually selected for immediate processing due to repeated infractions against the planetary constitution. Subject is believed to be at the forefront of a potential rebel underground seeking to undermine the status quo. Just the chap. I don't suppose there's anything like a list of known haunts. Sighted several times in the Western Quarter, blocks 23 and 24. Well, that's a start. I wonder if there's anything so useful around here as a change of clothes.
These overalls smell of... No idea, actually. It's not nice, whatever it is.
They were in a laundry basket. It was the most acceptable thing I could find.
No, they're perfect.
Especially the breathing masks. Good disguise.
The street cleaners wear them. It protects against the bleach sprays.
Oh, that would explain the smell. Look, Millie, I'm sorry about this. I didn't mean for you to get so involved.
It's my own fault. I could have just left you on the street when I first met you. Maybe I should have.
It's not too late. If you handed yourself in and explained I was forcing you to accompany me, well, surely they wouldn't hold it against you.
You don't know our judicial system, Benny. Crime is non-negotiable on Planet X. It just is. If you're declared undesirable, then you're processed. No arguments, no exceptions.
And it's all my fault.
I said it wasn't, didn't I? So shut up about it! I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. I feel really strange. Lightheaded. I think I'm coming down with something.
Excitement?
I just feel a bit sick. Slightly shaky.
Yep, that's excitement. With a bit of fear thrown in. Take it from me. So, I was thinking we could do with some help. What about your friend? The boy you didn't mind more than anyone else. You said he knew a lot about the Blank Squad.
Yes, too much. That's what I used to think anyway. He was going to call me as soon as he'd finished at the processing hall. I should try him again, see if he answers.
Wait! They can probably trace that, can't they?
I don't know.
Don't risk it. Turn it off. Better still, dump it.
What if he tries to call me?
Okay, keep it, but turn it off. You can always check it later.
Okay.
You said he was moving to the North Quarter?
Yeah.
Oh, decisions. Do we try and find him there and get some help, or do we go back to the processing hall and try and find the doctor? How far is the North Quarter?
It's not far. A short walk.
Okay, we'll try your boyfriend first.
He wasn't my boyfriend.
This is Professor Bernie Summerfield you're talking to. I know what men you don't mind more than others end up being. Lead the way.
Good evening, barman. You have a lovely place here.
Hope not.
Oh, absolutely. It's just about acceptable. Utterly average.
You're vaguely kind. What can I get you?
I don't care. Anything you like.
Sir?
Not very cold.
Thank you, sir. Anything else?
Actually, yes. I'm mildly hoping to meet man 15,236,327. Don't suppose you know him.
His name rings a bell. Couldn't really say.
Fair enough. How about I just sit down over there and slightly tolerate my drink, and if he comes in, you'll send him over. Mildly fizzy water laced with mood suppressants makes chamomile tea seem like absinthe.
I hear you're looking for me.
That was quick.
Remember, it takes just as much energy to smile as it does to frown. So save resources and do neither.
Wise words there from our illustrious leader.
You think so?
No, I think she's hateful. Poisonous, wretched, awful. Feel free to add any other unacceptable words.
And risk processing?
Well, if you are who you say you are...
I can't stand the woman. I loathe her and everything she stands for.
This is all worryingly easy. How come you're the most wanted criminal on Planet X?
They're scared of my beliefs.
That's not what I meant. I mean, how come you've never been caught?
I'm very careful.
Hardly. Oh, never mind. As long as we're being ridiculously cavalier, how about you take me to your rebel friends?
What makes you think I know any?
It's a bit late to come over all coy now, isn't it?
There's a meeting of some like-minded people shortly. Perhaps you could come along.
Perhaps I could.
You haven't finished your drink?
Oh, I haven't paid for it either. Maybe you'd be so kind. I'll meet you outside.
And this is where the upper echelons of Planet X moved. Those who show real excellence.
Yes. Why? What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing. It's just the same as every other part of the city. Except for one thing. It's completely empty.
It can't be.
But look around you. Every building, every street, it's a ghost town.
But why?
Why would it be empty? There should be thousands and thousands of people here. It's not just those that pass the exam. In my office, I can think of about 20 people who were promoted in the last year. Never me, of course. Even though I'm one of the best at data entry on my floor.
Maybe you shouldn't feel bad about that.
Oh, I don't feel bad. That would be...
Illegal?
Yeah. I suppose that doesn't matter anymore, does it? But I work so hard and I do a good job and I never go anywhere. Sometimes it's hard...
To stay content? I'm sure. But that's not what I meant. All those people who were promoted, who passed the exam, who showed any sign of ambition or edge, they're supposed to be here, right?
Yes.
But they're not. So maybe they went somewhere worse?
What do you mean?
Oh, I don't know. It just seems strange that in a culture where any defining quality is punished, anything that sets you apart is illegal. Why would they reward excellence?
I've never really thought about it.
Yeah, of course you haven't. That's how societies like this get away with the things they do.
You're saying that something awful's happened to them. To boy 21,367,549.
I don't know.
Yes, you do! That's what you're saying, isn't it?
No, maybe, but I really don't know. It just seems wrong. That's all. It's suspicious.
You think he's dead, don't you? You think they've killed him?
Millie, please, you need to try and stay calm. Remember the blank squad.
To hell with the blank squad!
No.
You think the government killed my boyfriend?
Oh, he's your boyfriend now, of course, when you think you might have lost him. Oh, Millie, you're learning how relationships work at a rate of knots. God. Now, here, Millie, we need to run.
What's the point? All the people I didn't mind, all the people I used to talk to, the man I really loved, actually. If they're all dead...
We don't know if they are. Not really. And you're certainly not. At least not yet. So we run. Oh, I'm not having you finally start living only to end up dying. Please, Millie, take my hand. Come with me.
Okay.
Where are we going?
All the way up. The roof.
Aware of the doors.
Of course, this is probably a trap.
What makes you say that?
Experience.
You've been caught in your fair share, and yet you're still here.
Oh, yes, I'm terribly good at traps. Traps are brilliant. They can be very informative.
I'm taking as much of a risk as you. I don't know you. Why should I trust you?
That's my point, rather. I'll go first, shall I?
Down that alley!
It's no good! They'll still be able to sense us, smell us!
Yeah, but at least the skimmer won't fit. And I'll have to follow on that horrible little shrink-wrapped feet. Yeah. Up here! Quickly! With the whole apartment block to hide in, we may be able to keep ahead of them.
They're coming!
Help me get this window open. It's a bit stiff. Now, get inside!
Good evening, my friends. It's brilliant to see you again. Absolutely amazing, in fact. Especially on this most special of nights. The night when we do something truly interesting.
Someone bringing a portable barbecue, are they?
Are you ready, my friends? Ready to show this government what we think of their draconian restrictions? Then do it! My friends, as we discussed, before the blank squads arrive, before they can stop us.
I'll go first.
No, wait, what's he doing? Stop, man, you'll go right off the...
Yes, that'll show them, that'll teach the powers that be that we can't be repressed. Go, my friends, all of you, go.
No, this doesn't achieve anything, no.
No, Doctor, stay here with me. Just watch. Watch as they finally do something interesting with their lives. After all, is there anything more interesting in life than dying?
Horrible, just horrible.
But terribly fun, Doctor. And you need a chuckle in my line of work.
I knew it was a trap, but not this.
My friends in the blank squad, Doctor. Aren't they pretty?
Disgusting, just like you.
Careful, my friend. They're drawn to excessive emotion, and it's that... Yes. That's a very pure hatred burning away in your eyes, isn't it? I'm all right. Look. See that there? Clipped to the pocket. That's my free pass. A dampener. All of the high officials have them. While I'm wearing that, none of them will touch me. However, thrilled I get to my work. But you haven't got one. Have you? They could feast on you, bless you with their sweet rubber kiss, suck out your mind and that fiercely burning soul. Nothing to say, Doctor?
I'll wipe that smile off your face, I promise you that. I'll wipe it clean off.
Not once they've sucked you dry. But no, we can't have that. There you go, a pass of your very own. You're far too interesting to kill so quickly. The Prime Minister wants to make an example of you.
Oh, I was right. Nobody's lived here for years.
Who cares? They can track us in here just as easily.
Not necessarily. You've seen how they move. Faces covered in that thick rubber. I don't think they can see.
They don't need to. They can smell.
And that's something we can work with. Kitchen. Oh, gas. Please let there be... Yes! Help me!
The gas pot? But that's dangerous!
And hopefully very smelly. It might confuse them a bit. Come on, we need to keep on the move.
The smell. Their bodies.
It can get a bit pungent, can't it? I rather like it. Bleach and preserved dead things.
You're a very sick man.
And terribly good at my job. The escaped prisoner. He's to be escorted immediately into the care of the Prime Minister. Lovely meeting you, Doctor.
You won't think that soon enough.
Pick a flat, any flat.
Does it matter?
Not really. Oh, come on, this one will do.
Here we are again. Do come in, pull up a scalpel or whatever it is you use to torture people.
Torture? Nothing so exuberant.
That headset thing, that looks fun. Let's try that.
I think not. It allows us to read your thoughts and memories. Nothing is hidden here. I don't think that would be healthy in your case, do you?
It could pass the time.
No, Doctor. For you, I think we'll stick with the basics. Neural programming techniques followed by, if necessary, a few simple injections.
A nice, refreshing chemical lobotomy. Processing.
Precisely. For the good of all of us. Now, lean forward to let me loosen your collar.
In case I get too hot.
So I can reach another vein should the need arise. Is the live feed ready?
You're putting me on the telly?
It does people good to be reminded what happens if they stray into unhelpful behaviour patterns.
What a horrible little creature you are.
Oh, what I do, Doctor. I do through love.
This one's empty too. Shall we set the gas off again?
No. That would just draw them towards us. Where's the bathroom?
You can't wash off adrenaline.
No, but maybe you can drown the smell. Oh, a whopper of a bathtub. Perfect. Turn the taps on.
Won't this make too much noise?
We'll have to risk it. I'll go and keep an eye on the corridor.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it all falling away? The need to be clever. The need to be superior. Isn't it better just to belong, to settle for the warm, inclusive relief of the banal? No more pressure, no more trying to make the grade. Just to exist. Just to be.
No. What was that? Oh, sorry, old thing. I nodded off looking at the light show. It reminds me of a nightclub in the Parpar Nebula. They made drinks there that danced in their own glittering glasses. Can I take this helmet off now? It's doing frightful things to my hair.
Oh. No sign of them yet. Take your time, my rubbery friends. Is that you? The window. She didn't tell me they could slither up walls.
Oh, oxygen starvation to the brain. How exhilarating. Do you know, I've just remembered where I left my favourite toothbrush. Don't be again. I've misplaced a complete set of vintage Vanity Fairs in the TARDIS somewhere. I'd love to get my hands on those again.
Turn the taps off. There's just one of them trying to get in through the window.
It's not quite full.
It will be. Get in.
Oh, you think this'll work?
No idea. It'll either save our lives or allow us to die in a really compromising position. Quickly!
Infuriating man.
Careful, you're getting emotional.
Proving what a bad influence you are. We'll see if you're still so full of yourself after 50 cc's of this in your bloodstream.
Oh.
Penny.
Yes?
However this works out, thank you.
You have little to thank me for.
Well, I've honestly never had a day like it. That's something.
Here. Take a deep breath.
There. A maximum dose. You brought it on yourself.
Taste of rhubarb. How strange. And that's usually effective, is it? I've always been quite good at metabolizing poisons, but that was ridiculously easy. You sure it was the right bottle?
How is that even possible? You stupid, awful, insufferable man! You're the horrible.
Clumsy, someone's gonna have to pick all that up now.
Shut up! Shut up!
I'll do it if you like. After all, I opened those childish manacles within 10 seconds of sitting down. I could have got up whenever I wanted.
Then why didn't you? You irrational, emotional beast of a man.
Because I was busy. You were never breaking me, no. I was breaking you. A world is its people, not its idiotic, selfish rulers.
The people are nothing without me. I've kept them safe. I've kept them alive.
Alive? Hardly that. Ah, the blank squad. And here we have a perfect example of the lives you let your people live.
No! Can't hold it back and...
No! I won't let you... Maybe if I just...
The taste of it. This breath in my throat.
I can't survive without the suit. Oh, it's Fate. Oh, God. It's Fate.
Oh, no. It can't be him. Please don't let it be him.
Because that's who the blank squad are, isn't it? Under all that, after all your processing, that's what happens to the people you process here. This is how you reward the great and the good.
And they should thank me for it. They're better this way. Quiet, well-behaved.
And hungry for the emotion you starved them off in life. This lot seemed particularly so.
Wait. What are you doing? Get off me. You can't touch me. I'm wearing a dampener.
Oh, is that what this little thing is? Yes, I have mine. Your man, Ego, gave it to me. I thought I could do with a spare, though. I took off yours while you were leaving over me earlier.
What? No. Give it back to me. Give it back.
No, I'm sorry. If I was a good man, I would. But today, I don't feel like a good man. Just a very, very angry one. Good job I'm protected, isn't it? Actually, come to think of it, I already had a spare. I took this one off Ego while getting out of the car. I do hope he hasn't got into any trouble.
What are you all doing?
Get back.
You're not supposed to go for me. I've got this. Remember? What? Where is it? What? A business card? The doctor... Intergalactic adventurer, savior of planet. He took my dampener! Doctor!
Oh! It's him, isn't it? Your boyfriend?
Yes.
Maybe he wasn't part of the squad we saw earlier. On his own, some... small part of him left, sensing you, hunting you out. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't know, otherwise I would never have tried...
Better. It's better he's dead. He wouldn't have wanted to be. He was so beautiful. And they... She made him into...
Oh. Oh, Millie, come here. I'm sorry. I'm so, so sorry.
Good riddance to all of it. That's what you need to learn.
People of Planet X, you don't have to live like this. You can do anything, be anything. Life is for living. Actually, I just had an idea.
Your ex-Prime Minister said this device of hers would read my thoughts, my memories. I wonder if I can patch the output into the PA system. Oh, yes, that should do it. Here's just a little taster of what you can do with a bit of luck, a lot of interesting, and a life led to the full. Here's a taste of unhealthy stimuli. Drink your fill.
Stop him! Not to this to the security guards! The doctor has stolen the vaccine!
Of course he has! Do keep up, you mechanized idiots!
That's his Who's the lovely Vandral Hatchling, then? How would you feel about helping your stepdaddy start a revolution when you grow up?
This is the pilot of stolen sky bomber Alpha 49er. All civilians get to safety. You're about to see one hell of a sunset on the horizon. The pyramid infestation stops here. A polite word to the pursuing fighters. You can shoot at me as much as you like, but I'm faster, determined, and in a contrary mood. So, I'm not going to let you stop me now. Hello, Summerfield. How's your friend?
Broken in some ways, healing in others.
That sounds healthy enough. And you?
Ah, I'm fine. Or I will be, once I've had a short nap and a long drink.
Shall we go? They seem to have their uprising well in hand. Best to let them get on with it.
I suppose. Do you imagine they'll be all right?
No, who knows? Anything's better than what they had before. They've got a future. That's more than some planets can claim. They're alive, and now they're living. We did well. We helped. Oh, and you were right.
About what?
There turned out to be something terribly interesting on Planet X after all.
Oh, yes?
Yes. Me,